We're continuing the last tefillah vad shmuz, and we have some unfinished business. We discussed the many brachas. We went through all the bakashas. People were wondering why we didn't start with the first brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, and why we didn't deal with modim. And the answer is we dealt with them at other times, and I'll tell you where to get them on the computer. And now we've been working on the bakashas, Baruch Hashem. And the first six bakashas that we have to do with our Olam Hazeh. Ata Chaynein, you should have a healthy mind. Physically, that your mind should work. Right? And your own personal tzarchim of Ruchnias, of Hashiveinu, Slach Lanu. Meaning things that have to do with your Gashmias and your Ruchnias. Golel Yisrael also has to do with your ruchnias. But then there comes something that's cosmic over here, and we have to deal with this. We have to deal with this, that at a certain point, from Tika B'Shofar on, people totally space out until they get to Shema Koleinu. Right? So we dealt with Al Tzadikim V'Olam Alshinim, but anything that has to do with Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach, it's all put into one big blob. I guess you could call it a blob. Blob's a nice word for it.
Black hole.
A black hole. And obviously we expect better from ourselves. And I would like to say that even though it's the end of the Zman, that this is probably the most important shmooz for helping everyone get to the next level, actually many levels higher. This is the most important. And we're going to discuss why. Because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us on Daf Lamed Aleph that aside from the fact that Hashem tallies up our mitzvahs and averis, Hashem asks us some specific questions about what our life was like. Right? One of them is Nasata v'nasata b'emuna. Did you deal with business honestly? Kavata itim l'teira. Were you koveya? Specific learning times, asakta b'peri v'rivya. And it says, tzipisa li-Yeshua. Did you anticipate the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Were you looking forward to Mashiach? The Maharal goes through a beautiful arichas on some of these things we've discussed before. Why these are the questions that are asked over here at the end. Why these are issues that have to be discussed when you get to Olam Haba. And he says that all of these are character definitions. They're not just what you do, but who you are. Who you are. Like, for example, Koveya Itim L'Tayra, he says it's not the issue how much you learn. Is learning in your schedule. Someone who's Koveya Itim, just like he takes business seriously, also he has Chavrusa at 9:15. And learning is part of his schedule. The Maharal says that's a totally different person than someone who even learns 8 hours a day, but just sporadically. But someone who has it in his schedule, he's living with Torah. And Sipisa LeYeshua, which is a big question, did you anticipate Mashiach, is an issue that is really very serious. Is really very serious. The Rambam writes, as one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, part of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Machakaloi. Were you anticipating Mashiach? And by us, this is, you know, we've heard stories of the Chafetz Chaim and Chassidish Rebbes who, you know, had bags packed. But it's very far from us. But it says in Yud Gimel Ikrim to be a Machaka. So we have to figure this out. We have to understand what this is. Says the Maharal in Nesiv Yiras Hashem Perek Beis, he says the whole idea of Tzipisa LeYeshua, the reason why it's a defining thing in your life, the reason why we're asked when we get to Shamayim, were we Mitzapa LeYeshua, is because it's a whole perspective, a whole different perspective on life. On life. He says, something that's Gashmiistic is just sort of there. Right? It is what it is. A behema just sits there, it chews the grass, it moves, it chews the grass, it moves. That's what it does with its life. And a lot of people are just stuck in a static existence. There's nothing about moving forward. There's nothing about lofty ideals, about real aspirations for things. The sign of having a neshama is someone who thinks about big things, who anticipates movement to higher levels in ruchnias. Someone who's a metzapel Yeshua is somebody who's living with a neshama. He's looking at the world and saying, this can't be it. There's got to be more. There's got to be something greater happening over here. This can't be what Hashem had in mind. And I can't just stay in a place like this. I have to be in a better place. Somebody who thinks that way is an entirely different person. He's living in a different stratosphere. And the Chafetz Chaim says that Hashem gave us a big matana. Instead of letting us grow up on our own, we have brachas in Shmona Esrei that force us, and are really a gift, to allow us three times a day to tell Hashem, yeah, we did look forward to the Geula. And we've been pointing out, and everybody knows this by now, that the Shmona Esrei has not just been this traveling that we've done this mat, right? It's probably like 17 shmuzin on this, have not been just about davening. It's about prioritizing things in life. Right, what das is and where it should be in the spectrum, where parnasa is, where rifa'enu is, everything in the spectrum, we're learning about what should be things that we ask for. And Hashem gave us a gift that no matter what, three times a day, we could capitalize on being mitzapeli Yeshua. Rav Yaakov Emden says, when you say, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem in etzemach, you should have in mind you're being mekayim, being a mitzapeli Yeshua. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't be a mitzapel Yeshua, you should get it in over there. To have these types of aspirations. But if you just ask us to do this, we're at a loss. So we have to get into the sugya of tzipisa Yeshua right now, see where we fit in, and I believe all of us do. I really hate when people say it's not our madrega. It doesn't work for it's something that you do three times a day. It has to be our madrega. It's basically apikorsis to say that Chazal had a practical joke and gave various brachas for the door right before Mashiach that are not on their madrega. That's in my book, that's apikorsis. That can't be what's going on over here. But let's try to understand why we're scared of Mashiach. And I hear from a lot of Bachrim, there's Mashiach phobia. And I also have sometimes Mashiach phobia. And let's discuss some of the points before we begin the brachas and understanding the aspects of Mashiach that we're going to be looking forward to. Number one is I'm not ready for Mashiach. Right? This is the top priority. You guys are younger than me. You say, okay, Stark, you learned Yevamos already, so you're ready for Mashiach. I didn't learn Yevamos yet. It's a good taina. It's a good taina. I mean, how are you supposed to greet Mashiach without learning Yevamos? No? Actually, the Chafetz Chaim and Tzipisa Yeshua brings a raya that we're close to Mashiach. You know what his raya is? He says, Mashiach's not going to have anyone to talk to soon. So when he gets here, he needs an oilam. So it must be Mashiach's clothes because now there are a few people that are left to be talked to, right? There's still people who learned Yevamos, right? So I have to learn Yevamos. If Mashiach comes tomorrow, I'm going to be deeply embarrassed. Or there's so many things that I want to get to. On this we say the following thing, and it's not me, it's a Mishnah and Avos, and Rabbeinu Yonah says this, and Tosfos and Menachah says this, Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. A person is never finishing anything. You think that the way we do a Masechta, when we finish even Shas, it really compares to when the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky learned Shas. So we didn't finish anything. You can make anybody cry about how little they know. I could do it, right? And they can make me cry too. Nobody started anything yet. There's only one thing you need to be for Mashiach. It's on the right road. That you're on a mahalach that is so good that you're moving in a direction that you will succeed. And you know what? Even if you haven't figured everything out, but if you have good rabbeim and you're on a mahalach that you ask your Rebbe a new question every year, so then after a million years, you'll be done with this process because every year you ask your Rebbe a new thing. So you don't have to even know what you have to work on, but if you're a person who's working, it happens. The first thing to know is that that's how life works. Is that it's not about what you finish, it's about who you are. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. But it's even more than that. It's even more than that. And here we're going to get very, very deep. which is the following. Okay, but you know what? I have to be chozer b'tshuva. That's very nice for the guy who got his act together. I didn't get my act together, so I really am in trouble. I had it on my to-do list in the beginning of Wintersmon to get my act together, but Wintersmon came and went, and I missed the opportunity. And now I'm really nervous. You think I want Mashiach to come now? So over here we have something awesome. Something absolutely incredible. There's a mimer from the Ramchal called Mimer Hakivui. The mimer of hoping. Of hoping. And he says the following thing. Hamekave, the one who hopes for Mashiach. Afal pi sheyesh lo ma'at maisim tovim. Even if he doesn't have merits, only a few, lo yevosh. He shouldn't be embarrassed. Why? Ki yesh l'dal tikva, impoverished person has hope. Umishu dal mimaisim tovim, someone who doesn't have a lot of actions, yesh lo tikva, he has hope. Ki Hashem misgala alav umaver kol pshayim. In the schus of him thinking so lofty about the destiny of the Jewish people, in that schus alone, Hashem will be maver his pshayim. Sofa tikun megodol tikvas kol Yisrael baruch hagalus ubotchem be'emunah shigal. And he says such a person is involved in kavod hamelech, involved in the kavod of Hashem. So it's such a great thing that you're doing that the schar alone for caring about such a lofty thing has the ability to be mechaper on averis. That's how important it is Hashem, for Hashem, that we think about the big picture, that we think about the world the way it's supposed to look. And he goes weiter. In Otzris Ramchal, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ayin Aleph, Becho Hashem Chisisi, Chisisi, Hashem, I seek refuge in you. Alei Vosha, I shouldn't be embarrassed. Many of you are hopefully hearing the similarities to the Kol Koy Vecha Lo Yevoshim. Listen to what the Ramchal says over here. Why does somebody who anticipates the Geula not get embarrassed? La'asid lavo at the Yom HaDin HaGadol, says the Ramchal. Today there are so many tzaris, right? We can add that they're iPhones and tzaris. Val kolponim kiblu ba'ava below batu. And people who are in this dar, they're makabel it, and they're not rejecting it. They're still on Hashem's team. Adraba b'cho Hashem chisisi, these yidden are still holding on in this generation with all the craziness that's going on. Afal pi shahayu lahem har beit tzaris kiblu asam ba'ava v'kivu l'geula, and they're still able to focus on the fact that there's a Mashiach. Im kein alei vosha, in that schus alone, Borei Olam counts that as a massive mitzvah that we can't imagine. So big that it takes care of so many other problems. Because there are certain things that come to the core of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody is able to actually care enough for the world to look different, for the world to look like the way Borei Olam wants it to, that is the greatest mitzvah. That is the greatest mitzvah. That is the thing that is your ticket. The very thing that someone's afraid of is the thing that refines them to the extent which it removes so much of the averus, because that trying to forge that relationship. The Mesilas Yesharim doesn't put Tzipis Yeshua in Nikias, which is regular tzidkus. He puts it in Chasidus. Chasidus is above the law, because it's people who really want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody enters that zone of trying to care about these things, Borei Olam gets so much nachas that he knocks off averus that you never thought could get knocked off. Never thought could get knocked off. Because you're attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now what we're going to do is just go through these brachas and try to understand what exactly we want over here. And all of us want these things, because all of us have a neshama, and all of us care about what's good, all of us hate what's bad. And we're going to try to figure out what's exactly happening. Let's start with the bracha of Tikah B'Shofar, Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael. Baruch atah Hashem, Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael. Hashem takes the Nidchim. The Nidchim are the pushed away, castaways, the rejects of Klal Yisrael. This bracha is to bring everybody in. Me'arba kanfois ha'aretz. Kabseinu yachad Me arba kanfus aretz, all four corners of the globe, we want Hashem to bring us together. So the first thing a person has to realize is we need all of Klal Yisrael. We don't just need people who are learning Yushalayim, we need people who are lost, and that includes even the Shvatim. Today we're able to see, well, it's a whole Shaila, where these people are coming from. They're the Ethiopians, they're the B'nai Menashe, the B'nai Dan, different sects. I'm not getting into there's Shailas with how to deal with them, and Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it, but I'll call upon him. There were people who left it, they don't have the Hanukkah story. They left around, you know, around Purim time, and they don't even have in their Mesorah Hanukkah because they got lost. And Borei Olam is going to bring in all the Nitzaitzus of Kedusha, bring back the entire team. And a person realizes we need everyone. Kabseinu Yachad Me'arba Kanfos Haaretz. And he's not just going to bring them back regularly, he's going to bring them out from their Nisyonis. Says the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, in his parish on this bracha. He says that every ummah has its Nisayon. He talks about America, right? America's about the chill. Right? To get an American to, you know, leave the chill these days, it's not easy. It's about the chill, it's about the joke, it's all a big joke. And there's going to be a way that Borei Olam is going to get Americans to take things seriously. Every Koach HaTumah in every nation, Hashem's going to find a way to get them to come in, to come towards us. Every nation, France has another Mishigas, Ki Baltimi Rabosai, that the Tumah of France is they make the most base desires sophisticated. Sophisticated. Right? Drinking wine is just a bunch of shikers, but in France, you have like, you taste the wine, you squish it to the left. Tart. Sweet, refined, citrusy, a little oak. There's a little oak in there, right? That all comes from France, right? They don't call chickens chickens. You know what they call them? Poulet. It's a poulet. Ooh, looks like a polky to me. It's a poulet, right? There's a store in Bnei Brak over here too. It's called Chemise. 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 You know how you find it in Bnei Brak? I know someone who's trying to find Chemise. They're like, what? Chemise? You need chemise? It's over there. So chemise for an hour. Nobody knew. Chemise. Ooh, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. Right? My Rebbeim told me the Koach HaTumah in France is if you're wearing fancy clothes and you're eating fancy stuff, you feel like you've done something with your life. How do you make a ben Torah out of something like that? A nidchim, a reject. Borei Olam's bringing them in. Bringing these people in. And it gets deeper. You might want to go to the mikvah now, because the Yaris Dvash doesn't talk about the Asar Shvatim. He doesn't talk about France. He doesn't talk America. He doesn't talk about Russia. You know what he talks about? Gilgulim. Gilgulim. The Yaris Dvash says, the whole bracha is about Gilgulim, and he takes this very seriously, so I'm going to tell you. If he would have done one line about it, I would have skipped it. He's got two columns about Gilgulim over here. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Zion, says, Ein bet David bod shivakshu dag l'chol v'imotso. Mashiach will not come until people want fish for someone who's sick and they can't find it. What's going on over here? Says the Yaris Vash, that you get, from the Zohar HaKadosh, you get four chances. Four, not three strikes and you're out, but four chances to figure things out. You go into the world one time, you mess up, go back again. He says, by now we're all on our fourth time. Right? We're all on our fourth time. The Gon talked about three, but not for now. For the Gon has three strikes, you're out. But Al Kolponim, he says that tzaddikim, they get to go into fish. Gefilte fish sometimes, right? And they just need a little tikkun in a fish. And he says, when does Mashiach come? When there's no more tikkunim for any of the neshamas, you can't find a fish for a chola. What kind of sickness is this? A love sickness. He says, because tzaddikim are so connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that fish is a refuah for a love sickness. If someone's infatuated with somebody, you give them fish, because the tzaddikim are inside these fish. Whoa, what's going on over here? I'll call punim. I'll tell you what's going on, l'inyanenu. Every aspect of the Bria that needs fixing is coming together. Whether alive, whether in fish, whether in a deer, whether in a bird, everything's coming together in order to be taken care of and to be totally fixed. And how does Borei Olam do this? He does this by something called a shofar and a nes. The first thing is Tika b'shofar gadol. Says the Ramchal in Maimer HaChachma that a shofar blast. This shofar is, by the way, we heard of the shofar at Maimer Har Sinai. That was the left shofar from the Elo Shel Yitzchak at Akedas Yitzchak. This one's on the right side, which is Chesed. This shofar gets blown, and imagine you can't hear your friend. What are you saying? Can't hear. It's so loud, the shofar, right? But it doesn't give you a headache. It's not something annoying, not like construction noise. Imagine reality being so incredibly loud that you can't hear yourself think. You can't even think about anything other than MS. Hashem is going to put such a riboy chesed through this shofar that it's going to overtake all that's bad in the world. Anyone who loves good, this shofar is going to take care of the clarity. The clarity. It's such a loud background noise to everything we do, and it's going to give us that focus. And more than that, Hashem is going to give us at this point a nes, which is a flag. V'sah nes, because it's not enough audio. Audio is one sense, but we need a direction, right? You put in your ways, you need a direction. You put in a point of destination, and then you're good to go. Today, all you need is a point of destination. Sah nes. Hashem's going to put up a flag. And that flag's going to be something that's so clear to us that we have to run towards it, that from four parts of the globe, everyone's going to be sprinting towards that thing. There's going to be a nakuda of MS. A flag is a very serious thing, right? The United States of America, you can't just burn flags, right? A flag goes half mass. It's a sad day. Flags are very serious. This is going to be the flag, the degolim, just like the malachim have degolim, and in the midbar we had degolim. Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich once had an issue. He was making some sort of asifa, and there was a shaila. You know, the tzionim wanted the Israeli flag there, and obviously the charedim didn't want. And he loved flags. So what did he do? He came up with his own flag. It said, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. I don't know if it was blue and white or what it was. He ended up getting everybody upset. Haredim were upset they didn't want a flag, and the Tzionim wanted their star and the blue and the whole thing. Right? But a flag is a very important thing. Bari Olam puts up that flag, and we go towards it. And there's gravitation to this. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, once asked, how is Mashiach going to do it? How's he going to get us all to come? How's he going to do it? Because the Rambam says there are no nisim. You're not allowed to use miracles. How's he going to do it? Right? What if you're Hasidish and Mashiach's a Litvak? That's a letdown. Right? What if he's Svardi? What if Mashiach's Svardi? No one thought about that, right? What kind of kippah is he going to wear? How are you going to do this? This is a big problem. You know what's going to happen? Said Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He said it's the same way Avram Avinu brought everyone in. Avram Avinu was so amazing that everyone just started floating towards him. Wherever he would go, just herds of people were so amazed. No one's going to notice if Mashiach has a Strimler. No one's going to care. He's going to be so amazing. Son Nes, Lekabetz, he's just going to zero in on that MS. And everyone's going to want a piece of that. A Shaychus to it. And I think that if we can say such a thing, these Iris are already starting. These Iris are already starting. Look, we're learning in Eretz Yisrael. If you need Chizuk during these brachas, we're learning. Our great-grandparents would have fainted if they would see us learning in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's even more than that. How do you get Americans to Eretz Yisrael to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? I tell it started already. What's the greatest crowning achievement of a Bachar in America? You'll probably disagree with me, but it's okay. The greatest crowning achievement is to come learn Kudshim in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim. You get an American to come. They come in the thousands now. They need shiduchim. In order to get shiduchim, you have to learn how you're going to sacrifice animals when the Beis HaMikdash comes in order to get a BJJ girl. What in the world is going on? How did Hashem pull this one off? Right? And the more kudshim you consume, the better the shidduch? That's a trick. Sah nes lekabetz. Look what's going on over here. Look what's going on. Kudshim was never learned. This was the dream of the Chafetz Chaim. The dream of the Chafetz Chaim. Today, if you're not learning Kudshim, no offense, guys, people want to know why. People want to know why. It should be an incentive for you next time, right? We don't need money incentives. Go learn kachim to be, you can walk on the street, you know, with your brisket payas. Right? Son Nes Lekabetz Galiusenu, Bari Olam's bringing him in. He's bringing us in. So this is what you have in mind in this bracha, which is, Hashem, you want good to overpower the evil. You want it to be loud. You want it to be clear in sight. You want to see where everything's going. It says the Shoshan Sodot, the Shoshan Sodis, which is a Talmud of the Ramban in Kabbalah. He was his Kabbalah Talmud. So you're not going to see him in the regular Sfarim, but the Shoshan Sodis says that all the 70 Sarim, you think that they're gonna disappear? No, comes this bracha, they're gonna join forces with Klal Yisrael. Every sar of every umma, right? America's sar, and England's sar, and France's sar, and this goes very well, whoever's been following, when we said in Gol Yisrael, we don't want the goyim to be destroyed. We don't even want anyone except for Amalek and Apikorsim to get out of here. But it's gonna be a total tikkun, where everybody's going to be following you. The malachim of the 70 umos and all the goyim are going to be asking if you want things, if you need things, because they're going to have such a clarity that the only way they have any type of kiyum is through you. That's this bracha. Teka b'shofar gadol l'chereseinu. Make it loud and redeem us from the evil that's around us. Sa neis l'kabetz galiyoseinu. Make a flag that will generate a flocking towards, a clarity, a movement towards you, Bari Olam. Kabsenu yachad me arba kanfos ha'aretz. Take us from every crazy place, even with Gilgulim, everything. Baruch atah Hashem mekabetz ninchei emo Yisrael. You even take these rejects. And I want you to know, a lot of times there are people you daven for in Hashiveinu, that they should do tshuva. I'm now thinking there are some people you should daven for in this bracha. It's not just tshuva, they're gone. They're gone. They're really gone. They need somebody to mamish, just reel them in. They're not coming back. They're not coming back on their own. That's mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael. Every yid could want this and should want this. And when you daven this three times a day, you enter a level of connecting with your neshama. I love what's good in the world. I want things to be clearer, to be better. Next bracha. Hashiva shofteinu kivarishona. Bringing back the Sanhedrin, bringing back judgment. Can I ask you a question? This is the million-dollar question. Vaser mimenu yagam vanacha. Remove all of my anguish in life by bringing back the Sanhedrin. Can I ask you a question? When people are sick, don't you get stressed out terribly? Doesn't it ruin your day? I would write in Rifayenu, Haser mimenu yagam vanacha. What about in Baruch Aleinu? Haser mimenu yagam vanacha. Remove all my anguish. It says it only in one bracha, and this is incredible. Remove all my anguish. Umaloch Aleinu, Ata Hashem levadcha, you alone Hashem, Bechesed rachem tzadkeinu b'mishpat. Judge us with your mishpat. Baruch atah Hashem melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. You love mishpat. Now listen well, because this is incredible. There's something that all of us can relate to, which is injustice. And I hear this from Bakram all the time. It's not fair! Right? I hear this from my little kids, and unfortunately, as they get older, people love, it's not fair! Right? Nobody likes things that are not fair. It's an injustice. And the injustices can get worse and can get worse, and can get worse. All of our Agmas Nefesh, says the Abu Dram and Yibad al-Chaim Toivim Rav Chaim Kanievsky on this bracha, all of our Agmas Nefesh comes from the fact that there's no proper judicial system, that things are not held, done properly. I mean, we had it this week. A little bit of Purim, and we lost some people in our yeshiva. Like, hello, this doesn't seem very fair. In America, they asked me to speak about something, which I'll only speak Beremiza about. They asked, how could we take somebody, whoever it is, who went to jail and then came out, and make him into a hero? Because after all, if a person, let's say, I'm making something up, cheated on their taxes, and now they make it out, so then why are we celebrating? They should be there. Or if they're not there, people should look the other way. This is a very hard question, and I don't talk about people. So if anyone wants me to talk about people, you came to the wrong place. I want to talk about something so important. So important. Let's take cheating on taxes, okay? It's a terrible thing to do. You know what the tikkun for that is? I have a great tikkun for somebody who cheated on their taxes. Pay it back. It's called Veheshev Es Hagzela. The halacha is that when you steal, you get to go to your son's chasanas, you get to live with your wife and children, you get to be home. It doesn't even if you did something wrong, you get to be enjoying life. Hashem gave you ways that he felt were just. He lets you live. There's so much yagon v'anacha. There's so many things. If we would have the Torah's way of dealing with things, even sometimes you have to pay four or five times the amount. Dalet v'hei, b'seder. But Borei Olam has an opinion about things. I was telling people the simcha of someone getting out of jail is the simcha of a gilui of Borei Olam taking care of them, and not people who don't understand anything about justice. And all the people who are mushba from Goyim are always like, let him sit, let him sit. I don't have in my entire shas, let him sit. I mean, there's a concept called kippa. We barely even discuss it in shas. There's a little concept called kippa. Okay, aside from that, we don't let anybody sit. We want people to live and fix their problems and deal with them, right? I could probably put everybody in yeshiva in jail based on what they tell me. You know, I'll just call the FBI on everybody, right? But we want to get nachas in a year. Give them a year. Give them another year. Give them another year. Haser mimenu yagon v'anacha. Anytime you read something in the paper that you don't like, this is your bracha. Your frustration is in this bracha. And you had this feeling already. It's a feeling that you know about. It's not fair. It's not right. Haser mimenu yagon v'anacha. And what's this idea? Yoatzenu kibatchila. Bring back the advisors. The Gaon says the Yoatzim are Moshe and Aaron, and the Shoftim are Keneged David and Shlomo. Yoatzim are people who give you advice. Advice. Moshe Rabbeinu could look at your neshama, all the Shishim Ribo. He was able to go inside and tell you exactly what you need. The Gaon in Mishlei says Nevi'im could tell you your tikkun. You are here for the mitzvah of tzitzis. You are here for the mitzvah of tefillin. Make it the best mitzvah that you have. Imagine having that type of advice. How frustrating! How much yagon and agnacha there is when we don't have good advice. And sometimes you get bad advice and you try it for 5 years. And then you go to someone and go, wow, you followed that for 5 years? And you're like, I can't believe I did something so stupid either. Haser mimenu yagon v'anacha. Get me good advice. Give me clarity in my existence. And Rabbeinu Bechai takes it to another level. He says, this is not going just on having a proper din and mishpat. By the way, the word mishpat doesn't mean harsh din. Mishpat is a connection of chesed and din. It's always rachman. Mishpat is very, very, very sensitive to where you are and what you need. That's why it always says mishpat over here. It's mishpat that we want. And Hashem loves mishpat. He's an oyev mishpat. But says Rabbeinu Bechai, he says, you know what this is going on? He says, this is going on someone who wants to understand sugyas properly. He says, when Bezdin were sitting in the Lishkas Hagazis, the Sanhedrin, there was such a clarity in Torah. Such a clarity to sit and learn B'yishav Adas. And Aser Mimenu Yagav Anacha is take away the things that are stopping me from learning. Take all those things away. I want to steig. And you send this up to Borei Olam and you say this is your interest. You get schar for caring about something like this. You get schar in tzikah b'shofar for caring about what's good in the world, that it should win. You get schar in this bracha for caring about injustice and caring about wanting learning without interruption. Every one of these brachas becomes a reason for you to be very, very big. And now we continue. V'liyushalayim ircha. Right? What do we have in V'liyushalayim ircha? V'liyushalayim ircha is I want to go home. I want to come home. I want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. I want to be home. And sometimes we're so far from home, we don't even know what home is. But during this bracha, says the Yair Svash, a person can get emotional and should get emotional. I want to be home. And sometimes a person doesn't feel like they have a home. And that's good. That's good. Because Yushalayim is our home. And if we saw Yushalayim when it was built, we would realize why it's home. Now Yushalayim does not look the way it's supposed to. But there was a time when it was so obvious why Yushalayim was the destination, was the place that we wanted to be. And we tell Hashem, Yushalayim ircha, build Yushalayim, berachamim, v'tishkoin b'seicha, b'mashre yur shechina, tishkoin b'seicha z'ashraz z'shechina, kasher dibarta. You promised Hashem You tell Hashem, this is my most strong word in Yerushalayim is kasher dibarta. You said, right? My kids do this to me all the time. If you say, you say. You know, if they broke the conditions, fine. But when you say, you say. Right? Kasher dibarta is the strongest. Hashem, all of your Nevi'im have been saying that we're going to get over here. You said. It's coming quickly. We're in Ikvesid Meshicha. V'chisei David mehera l'socha sachin. Over here, what's this Kisei David? Kisei David is not the actual Malchus of David, because that's going to be in the next bracha. Melech HaMashiach, Esemach David. Kisei David is all the background, the city, the matzav. But Yerushalayim Yerucha is about setting the stage for Mashiach. That Yerushalayim should be in perfect setting, and even ad the Kisei HaMalchus, everything should be exactly in place. That's the Bach. The Bach says that that's the Pshat in Kisei David over here. It's a preparation right before Esemach David. Kisei David. And it's a process. It's a process of going from Yerushalayim. We want to have a home. We want it to be built. We want the Shechina inside. And then Esemach David Avdecha Meheris Hatzmiach. Bring us that amazing Mashiach. That amazing man that Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal said, everyone will just be like this. Everybody loves Gedolim over here. I've never found anybody who doesn't love going to Bnei Brak and having a story. Imagine the ultimate man, as wise as Shlomo HaMelech and more, coming to this generation. Imagine what a ruckus this is going to cause. You know how happy each and every one of us is going to be? To see someone so amazing, so wise, so incredible. We're just going to flock and flock. And we're going to understand why for 2,000 years we've been waiting for this. But the people who think about it in advance are the Kovei Hashem. And Hashem gives us an opportunity every day, three times a day. We're saying this anyway. And we care about these things. It's just we get scared of the word Mashiach. We have Mashiach phobia. We care about what's good in the world. We hate what's bad. We care about justice. We hate injustice. We want to feel like we're at home. We want to feel like we're advancing. We want things to be less challenging for us. We want to be wowed. People want to be wowed. I don't want to just sit here. I want to be wowed, Rabbi. Wow me. I don't wow anybody. But you know who could wow you? Mashiach. Without even one miracle, says the Rambam. He's going to be so amazing. And Rachmana Litzlan, the Yaivitz, in his Siddur, says in Hilchus Tisha B'Av, Delitz Beis Chalon Vav Os Tesayin. He says, all the shmudas, hanoros, all the terrible things that have ever happened to Klal Yisrael are mishum sheyotzam milvaveinu ha'eval ha'beis ha'mikdash. Because we forgot about the Beis ha'mikdash. We're in such a wonderful time now. Look at us. We're all sitting here. We're not worried about the Crusades right now. We're not worried about a pogrom, Baruch Hashem. We're not worried about the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. All we have to do to keep it going this way is show Hashem that this is not the end game, that we want more, that we have a she'ifa to see more, that we're not happy with just this situation. And when Borei Olam sees that we're that types of people, we're on the highest level, we're the people that the Chafetz Chaim was talking about. When Mashiach comes and he wants to meet people who had kavana in Tekah B'Shofar, people who had kavana in Hashiva Shofteinu, people who had kavana in Yerushalayim Ircha, people who had kavana in Es Tzemach, people who care about the tzaddikim, like we spoke in past weeks, tzaddikim, people who can't stand up, Bikorsim and Amalek and Velamalshinim. This is building us. This is our ruchnias. This is our nutrients. And this is what it means to be Metzapeli Yeshua. And all of us can have this. We should all be Zeicha. We shouldn't accept mediocrity in our lives, Rabosai. Don't let anyone tell you that any madrega is not yours. We're in the door of Ikvas of the Mashiach. And we have a Kabbalah from Rav Chaim Vital 500 years ago. Our avoda is to daven for Mashiach. More than even our learning, even though we're supposed to learn Yomam V'Layla. But the thing that's going to be most effective is our davening. Is our davening. We can relate to us. We can relate to this. Because deep, deep inside, we know we're not at home. We know that there's something wrong. And a person who works on this even a little bit, I guarantee you, B'siyata D'Shmaya, your neshama will blossom into a level that you never knew was even there. Because it's there, it just needs to be activated. We should all be zeicha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu B'karav B'mhirv Yameinu.